It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 20th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is equinox, also pronounced equinox, and spelled E-Q-U-I-N-O-X. Equinox is a noun that means either of the two points on the celestial sphere where the celestial equator intersects the ecliptic. It can also mean either of the two times each year, as about March 21st and September 23rd, when the sun crosses the equator and day and night are everywhere on Earth of approximately equal length. Here's the word used in a sentence from Discover by Cody Cotier. The first recorded New Year's celebration traces back to Mesopotamia, where 4,000 years ago the ancient Babylonians kicked off an 11-day festival called Akitu on the vernal equinox. The word equinox descends from equus, the Latin word for equal or even, and nox, N-O-X, the Latin word for night. A fitting history for a word that describes days of the year when the daytime and nighttime are equal in length. In the northern hemisphere, the vernal equinox marks the first day of spring and occurs when the sun moves north across the equator. Vernal comes from the Latin word ver, meaning spring. The autumnal equinox marks the first day of autumn in the northern hemisphere and occurs when the sun crosses the equator going south. In contrast, a solstice is either of the two moments in the year when the sun's apparent path is farthest north or south from the equator. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.